From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Nigerian soldiers have thwarted an attack by suspected Boko Haram militants on the city of Maiduguri on Monday, sending panicked residents fleeing for their lives. Army officials gave no details on what happened, but one local militia leader said that the militants used the cover of a civilian convoy to approach a military checkpoint and started firing. Reinforcements from inside Maiduguri rushed to the scene, driving off the would-be terrorists. Boko Haram's 8-year insurgency has killed 20,000 people and displaced 2.6 million more in Nigeria. A home belonging to Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has been burned down, and a policeman was killed in the incident. Kabila was not at the property during the attack. It is not immediately known who was responsible. Congo is embroiled in a political crisis linked to Kabila's refusal to step down as president when his mandate expired 1 year ago. Russia and China have each signaled on Monday a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Jim Bertel has more.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media Monday that no one wants to see war on the Korean Peninsula, and he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. In China, a foreign ministry spokeswoman said all countries should exercise restraint. The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington, this is VOA.